Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
King David had commissioned a group of priestly musicians, quote, who should prophesy with harps, stringed instruments, and cymbals, 1 Chronicles 25, verse 1. Is it any surprise, then, that the poetry of the Psalms is filled with prophecy? Clearly, the details in Psalm 22 were not David's experience. Quote, the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy, Revelation 19, verse 10. And our Lord, by the Spirit, inspired David to describe what he experienced as he anticipated the cross 1,000 years before it occurred. See some of the obvious connections between this psalm and the details of the crucifixion. Of course, the Lord quoted verse 1 as he hung on the cross, Matthew 27, verse 46, and Mark 15, verse 34. Notice that the first, middle, and last statements of his 7 cries are prayers. The first and last are addressed to the Father. The middle is spoken to, quote, my God. The Father and Son were in perfect union at all times. It was as judge that God turned away. Then the taunts of his foes, Psalm 22, verses 7 and 8, are recorded, Matthew 27, verses 29 to 34, and Luke 23, verses 35 to 39. His extreme thirst is noted, Psalm 22, verse 15, with John 19, verse 28. The depiction of the agony of the impalement, Psalm 22, verses 16 and 17, is clearly stated, as is the rending of and gambling for his clothes, verse 18, with John 19, 24, Matthew 27, 35, etc. And the poignant statement to God, quote, you have brought me to the dust of death, Psalm 22, verse 15, points to the Son's obedience to the Father. As he said to his disciples as he headed to Calvary, quote, that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, so I do. John 14, verse 31. Yes, in obedience, quote, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Philippians 2, verse 8. This is the strangest, sweetest, surest love story in history, and we're the objects of that amazing love.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.